Alrighty then, chapter 44, the Michelob beer commercial. I got cast as an extra in a Michelob beer commercial, and it would turn out to be one of those days that you never forget, to put it mildly. When I got to the location, a sort of Western-type bar on Fifth Avenue, down around 10th Street or so, I went inside where it was dark, and the crew was already there setting up and testing equipment, and Clapton's song, After Midnight, was blasting over the speakers. And then I noticed the director looking cool, cowboy boots, jeans, tan, typical L.A., I guess you could say, was laying on the low stage that was to be used for the commercial, eyes closed, head swaying back and forth, seemingly getting into the music. I guess he was getting in the mood to shoot. I sort of thought it looked a little bit ridiculous. I would soon find out that they were preparing for the entrance of a certain Mr. Eric Clapton, who was to perform After Midnight in that commercial. For the book, I researched this commercial recently and found out that this director was a big shot director from LA, so now it all makes sense. The next thing that I remember is someone coming up to me and telling me that they'll be using me in the commercial and I'll be sitting at the bar. Anyway, during the filming, they were using a smoke machine for effect, and they didn't need me for a while, and since it was so damn smoky in there, I went outside for a break and sat on some equipment boxes that were on the sidewalk. I was all of around 30 feet from Fifth Avenue, by the way. And so I'm just sitting there, sort of blankly staring in front of me. And guess who walks out and grabs a box to sit on directly across from me? Well, you guessed it, Eric Clapton himself. He sat just across from where I was sitting on the other side of the sidewalk. So I guess he had had enough smoke, too. Just me and him sitting out there on a couple of boxes. And I didn't know what to do or say. So I did and said nothing. We were 10 feet apart, and I don't know why, but I didn't even say hello because I didn't want to bug him, the star that he is. But I should have, because I would find out later that he was a totally cool and down-to-earth guy. I mean, he was this huge star, but he didn't act like one. So we both just sat there, the two of us sitting there on equipment boxes, minding our own business, the world walking by on Fifth Avenue, and no more than 30 feet away from the biggest rock star in the world, but didn't know it and didn't look. And I find that funny and ironic to this day. Anyway, I go to a payphone and call my girlfriend, Rika, and I say, guess who I'm sitting 10 feet from? And she says, who? And I say, Eric Clapton, get down here. So she arrives there in literally 5 minutes and walks on down from Fifth Avenue and sits on a box right next to Clapton, and they start talking, as God is my witness. Well, I mean, hell, she's a beautiful Filipina, so she has an advantage, right? And so they're talking away, and then she points to me and says to Clapton, that's my boyfriend, Brad. Just like that. And Eric says something like, hey, Brad, how you doing, mate? Or whatever. And so the ice was broken, and there we were, the three of us sitting on Fifth Avenue, or sitting right off of Fifth Avenue, or whatever, having the most animated conversation and totally enjoying ourselves. And in fact, at one point, if I'm not mistaken, Clapton invited us to dinner, but that didn't happen for some reason. Can't remember why. If you happen to be reading this, Mr. Clapton, do you remember that day of the Budweiser shoot, you and me and my beautiful girlfriend, Rika, sitting out there talking? I'm pretty sure that you even asked us to dinner, but for some reason it didn't happen. Do you remember that? Anyway, thank you for being so humble and kind and interested in us, even though you were this legend and as famous as they come. You never acted like it, as we were just three people enjoying each other's company, and that to me is real class. Clapton was the most humble, down-to-earth, regular guy that you'd ever want to meet, and I love him to this day for the way he treated us. He was just great company. He didn't act like he was a superstar. He just acted like a normal, polite, good guy, and I'll always respect him for that. Thanks, Mr. Clapton. Thanks for that great memory. Hey, only in New York. I got the following regarding the commercial off the net. Michelob beer commercial. In September 1987, Eric Clapton re-recorded the song After Midnight for use in a Michelob beer commercial in America. Eric was also filmed performing the song in a club for the commercial. Promotional posters showing Eric in the club were distributed to liquor distributors and stores for display. At the time, it was quite controversial and seen as inappropriate, as Clapton was a practicing alcoholic. The new version of After Midnight was issued as a single in 1988 to promote Eric Clapton's first box set, Crossroads. Although the single is long out of print, the box set is still widely available. The performance footage from the television commercial was later used to create a music video. And that, my friends, is the end of chapter. And it's the best I could do.